Now we're concerned, let's not forget, with current world problems. But what are these problems? In case we've forgotten, in case we're so happy and comfortable and enlightened sitting here, let's just remember, or let's just remind ourselves of some of them. These problems, these current world problems, are of course of many different kinds. They're political, obviously. They're economic, almost equally obviously. They're social. They're ecological, a favourite new word. They're psychological, a very favourite, comparatively new word. And they fall into all sorts of divisions and subdivisions. Perhaps right at the head of the list we've got the problem of peace. World peace. Or rather, of course, we could say there's no problem of peace because peace itself is never a problem. The problem is war. The problem is violence. We've got the problem, that is to say, of conflicts which arise, which tends to arise, which sometimes break out into the open between sovereign national states. In the world we've got, I don't know now how many hundred sovereign national states. They all claim to be the sole judges and arbiters of their own destinies. And obviously, sometime or other, their interests are going to come into conflict, at least collision, even violent conflict, violent collision, and problems arise. We know this only too well. And then there are all the problems connected with wealth, or the lack of wealth, problem of ownership, problem of distribution, etc. There's also the problem we know of, say, racial discrimination. The problem, or rather the fact, that certain people are looked down upon, discriminated against, simply on account of the colour of their skin, for no other reason. And there's the problem of health. The problem of how to ensure that every child, every individual citizen, grows up sound and healthy, not only physically but mentally. There's the great problem of mental health. There's the great problem of mental illness, especially in many parts of the Western and Westernized world. I remember, as I think I've mentioned before, that when I came back to this country in 1964 from India, having spent 20 years in the East, I was very, very much surprised, not to say shocked, at the high incidence of mental disturbance, trouble of various kinds, even among the people with whom I was directly in contact. Leave aside all the people about whom I heard, people in mental hospitals, people receiving psychiatric treatment, but even amongst the people I was in contact in the Buddhist movement itself, there seemed an extraordinary amount of mental disturbance and mental illness compared with the people that I'd known, among whom I had worked in India. So there is this also very great, even terrible problem of mental health and mental illness, which seems to be, if anything, getting worse rather than better. There's the problem of law and order. The problem of how to reconcile the claims of law, the claims of order, with those of freedom, especially personal freedom. The problem, as some people put it, of juvenile delinquency, and so on. And we've got, of course, nowadays we hear a lot about this, the problem of employment, the problem of unemployment. I must say that I don't personally feel that unemployment is a problem. It's a pseudo-problem. What the problem really is, the problem of enforced leisure. It seems rather strange that people who want to work can't, and people who don't want to work sometimes have to. So there should be a sort of redistribution of the hours of leisure. Let them go to those who can use them, and let those who can use work have the work. It seemed to be a rather simple sort of thing, but apparently isn't. And then there's the problem, if you like, of the role of women in society. Nowadays this is another question being very much agitated and discussed. What is the role of woman? Has she a role, in fact, at all? Ought not she perhaps simply to be herself? Not accept any role, not allow anyone to impose a role upon her. Or maybe she should just find the correct role, the role that really suits her, or the role she likes, any role. These are the sort of things that are nowadays being discussed. And these are just a few, just a very few of the problems which confront us, or at least which just pluck at our sleeve every now and then. And there are many other such problems, as I'm sure you know. I'm quite sure also that some of you have got your own favourite problems that haven't been mentioned. Perhaps you're rather disappointed Perhaps you were expecting me to mention your own pet problem, but I haven't. Well, that isn't intention. It's simply that I've drawn up the list as it occurred to me, but I'm quite sure that there are very many other problems, some of them equally pressing with those which I've mentioned.